Before we continue, one of the ways we keep all of our content for you, the listener, free of charge is our amazing sponsors, and today, Anchor is one of those sponsors. If you haven't heard about Anchor, it's the easiest way to make a podcast. Let me explain. It's free, there's creation tools that allow you to record and edit your podcasts right from your phone or computer. Anchor is going to distribute your podcast for you so it can be heard on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, and everywhere podcasts are listened to, and you can even make money from your podcast with no minimum listenership. It's everything you need to make a podcast in one place. Download the free Anchor app or go to Anchor. FM to get started.
The honeymoon is over and the married life begins. You guys, the couples are finally moving in with each other. But the most important question is, what do their pets think? Stay tuned. You're watching Married at First Sight After Show.
You're tuned in to AfterBuzz TV, the ESPN of TV talk. Now, let the buzz
begin. Hey, what's up, you guys?
I just spiked my own headphones.
Yes, you guys are here. Thank you guys for being here and joining us on Married at First Sight, Season 9, Episode 6. You guys, I'm your host, Lanisha, and I cannot do this without my partner in crime, Mike Thieling.
Man, what's up, guys? Mike Thieling here. Thank you so much for joining us in the chat. Lanisha is in the driver's seat tonight, and I'm just hanging out with you guys in the chat. I see you all here, Josie, Charm Suzanne, Deirdre, ooh, Shanice, Mr. Oliwoda, Fox Hill, Kim, all of our friends. Thank you so much, guys. What's up, what's up?
What's up? So let's get into our overall thoughts about this, and I would definitely want to know what you guys think in the live chat, you guys. So this episode was pretty crazy. What do you think, Mike?
I liked it. I like seeing the transition that we get between honeymoon into real world. Mm-hmm. Because just like we said over and over and over again on these kind of shows, all these relationship style reality shows, the beginning is always great. Everybody's happy. Everybody's getting along. They're basically strangers. And, you know, at the wedding, they have all their friends and family around. So that's fun. Right. And they're drinking and they're dancing. They're having a good time. And then they go on the honeymoon. And, I mean, how are you not going to have fun in Antigua, right? Like, the biggest stress was that you didn't have lunch together. Now, so all that's kind of fluff. Now we get back home. We start getting the real drama. And we actually see real feelings come out. And that's when it gets interesting. What did you think?
Oh, you took the words right out of my mouth. Now we are getting to the nitty gritty. You guys, I love how they took us from like the blue waters and paradise, and now we're actually getting to moving in mode, seeing how everybody lives. Out of all the houses, like, which one would you want to live in?
Oh, wow. I would have to say, now I'm taking a look over everybody real quick. I think probably Jamie's.
Oh, because he's so super neat.
Yeah, and that was really weird to me. How many people have ever gone in thinking a house was, this is too clean, this is too organized? Like, hey, if somebody wants to do that for me, go for it. I would be so excited. Yeah, that's people don't think about that. That being together or even living by yourself or whatever, cleaning is just this big necessary evil.
It's
that
important.
Is like, I very much more appreciate my mom growing up. And especially even when I go back to my parents' house now, I think with my wife, like, wow, my parents' house is so clean. Like, everything is so put away. It's very impressive.
See, me and you are kind of like a little opposite. Like, okay, I would want Greg because he keeps it all neat and clean, but I know how I live, and I kind of live like Keith, where everything is clean, but the clothes are, like, everywhere.
That's tough. Folding clothes is tough, too.
I got things to do. All right, you guys, so we are going to go into each couple, starting off with
Deanna and Greg, yeah.
Yes, yes. So we get to first see Deanna's house and see what she lives like, and Greg gets to meet her dog, Sandy.
Who's in a crate. Like, I don't get it. I don't know. We've always let our dog... Actually, should we just throw my dog up there right now?
Oh,
everybody's
dog
got on this episode. And Jonathan, if you could throw my dog up here, because I was like, my dog is cuter than all the other dogs. There's Bam Bam coming up on the screen right now. We let Bam Bam just roam free throughout our house throughout the day, as he should, as he deserves to. It's basically his house. We just stay there. But all through my life, I always let the dog out. We keep a crate around if, like, people are coming over to do work or something like that.
Yeah.
But I just thought, how long has Sandy been in this crate? She's not loving it.
It's been the whole honeymoon phase. And I believe that if you're going to have a dog, you should probably get, like, a backyard or a garage or some type of big space for your dog to run around with. Because your dog has been in there for a week and a half.
There's no way. No,
a week and a half.
You know, production went in there and, like, shot him. Shot her in the crate real quick and did that. But yeah, there's my buddy. But yeah, we get to see her house. You know, really cool. They all have to stay in one of the established homes already before they get to move into their brandy new apartment.
Yes. I love how Greg kind of compares Sandy to Deanna.
Oh, yeah. It's totally true.
Like, okay, you got to ease into it. Okay, they're like each other. That's you got to ease with Sandy. You got to ease with Deanna.
It's the same thing. And, like, Sandy didn't want the treat right off the bat. It's like, whoa, like, this is too much, too quick. You're trying to be too nice to me right off the bat. It's the same thing. Yes. Why are pets just like their owners? It's so true.
I don't know. But then we also get to see Greg's place, and I feel like Deanna is more excited for his place than Greg.
Probably. Yeah. She was very impressed that he had multiple ovens and a bunch of bedrooms and things like the screened in porch or whatever. So it was an oddly kind of material little reaction to his house. I'm not really sure what it says. These two are still very kind of cold towards each other relationship wise.
Right. Which brings me into what Pastor Calvin was saying with them and everything. He was talking about how weird it was with how Deanna was acting towards him with a compliment.
Yeah, I was so glad. You know, I don't always see eye to eye with Pastor C, but today I thought he was really on point. Mm-hmm. And he really straight up said to her, that's weird. People love compliments. It's amazing that you're getting compliments and you're the only person who is saying, put the brakes on it. Stop giving me so many compliments. I thought he was dead on. I don't think. Tell us, guys, in the chat if you actually understand. I don't know that any of us have understood this whole thing right from the get go.
I never understand that.
I kind of feel bad for Greg.
I never understood that as a woman. I did see in the comments from last week, someone did say that they could relate to Deanna because they said that sometimes it takes a lot to adjust to that. But I never. I love compliments.
I guess.
Future boyfriend, give me as many compliments as you need to.
There you go. Inside info. I feel like they should just be basking in this glow of still being married. I mean,
right.
They are married, but it's also as if they just started dating. And when you just start dating somebody, you know, you're laying it on thick, of course. And that's
exactly
what Greg is doing. Although, those of us who have been in relationships for a long time, we should still be laying it on thick. Still compliment your loved ones.
Aw. So after they get their advice, their homework is to be more physical with each other.
Be more physical. Come on. I mean, Greg is probably just pounding his head against the... So Greg and Keith both are probably just pounding their heads against the table. Like, please, anything. My wife, please just touch me.
That's
like a big thing.
We held hands.
Jonathan, can we go to the two shot? Here, hold my hand. Lanisha and I have now been more sexual than Greg and Deanna have been their entire time.
It's crazy. Well, you're moving too fast, holding hands. It's crazy.
I mean, maybe if Greg is lucky, he'll get to see her in a one-piece bathing suit yet again. You know, I always feel, so I've done this show for a couple seasons now, and I always feel conflicted because at first it's like, yeah, they're strangers. They don't really know each other. Like, you're probably not going to sleep with somebody you just met a few days ago. Like, it's totally understandable. And then the flip side is, well, they signed up to be married. And if you want to be married and you're actually taking this seriously, then let's go. I mean, you should heavily making out with each other. This should be way more physical.
I think you had it from the jump last week. Like, Deanna is not ready for this level of relationship.
Right.
She's not ready at all.
And at the end of the day, we know D-Day is coming after eight weeks. So, if you're not very physical, very soon, and again, if we're taking this show at its word that they're literally going to make the decision to stay together or not after those 8 weeks, I feel like you have to be physical with each other because it's just a huge part of a relationship.
Yes.
Physical intimacy, sex is a big part of a relationship and marriage. And if you don't know that about the other person, you're really not well equipped to make that decision to stay together or not, right?
Absolutely. And you know who doesn't have a problem with physicality? Elizabeth and Jamie.
Not at all.
Oh, my gosh. I feel like that's the only thing they really have going on for them is their sexuality.
I mean, people within the chat are absolutely agreeing with us. See you, who's always in here. I don't understand why people do this show and then want to go slow. Exactly. What were you expecting? You signed on to get married at first sight. I mean,
knowing
it says
that
it
there's a certain amount
of
dates.
Of course.
And in the contract. Because I'm sure they give you the
timeline. You know the whole scope of the show. You guarantee they've seen it before, or if not, they've at least researched it.
Right.
You know the whole game. If you're not actually ready to do it, it would honestly bring ideas into our mind that you're not there for the right reasons.
Absolutely. She really just...
Potentially.
Was probably getting lonely, but then was, like, rethinking about it. Like, ugh, I liked it better alone.
Maybe.
Back to Elizabeth and Jamie, who are very sexual.
Very.
Yes.
She's just a hypersexual person.
Yes. So Elizabeth first gets to see Jamie's place, which is super neat and super clean. Everything is exactly
organized.
Precise.
Yeah.
And he has a cat. Not a dog.
Not a dog. He has a cat. Which we didn't see, right? We didn't see his cat?
We saw it later when the cat was crawling in the apartment.
That's right.
Which... That was interesting to see because normally dogs and cats don't always get along. Right. You gotta kind of have to slowly adjust it. So that was interesting seeing that.
Yeah.
What did you think? Oh, you said you liked Jamie's neat place.
I do. I mean, everything is put together. Everything looks really neat. My thing at my house, and my wife yells at me constantly for this, is if there's stuff out and about and it's kind of messy, I will take the stuff and I'll put it somewhere. I'll put it in a closet or in a cabinet or something like that. Even if it's not organized, I like to put it away so that I can't see it. And then she gets angry at me that it's disorganized, but in the cabinet. But I'd rather it not be seen because if I didn't do anything, it would just stay there like forever. So I'd rather it just be out of sight and at least it's put away somewhat and the rest of everything looks good. Especially our living room. If you want to stash all the stuff in the bedroom, like I don't even care because we're just in there to like sleep and whatever. So, but I like the living room to be.
I like Jamie's house.
Maybe he's got a really good housekeeper, or maybe he's just doing it himself, but I like the organization.
Oh my gosh. And Elizabeth was just like a little kid, and I kind of feel her a little bit where everything was a little too perfect and a little too neat. I'm afraid to break something. But at the end of the day, like, I need to add color. I need to add some pop. Like,
she was getting to go in there and mess that place up.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
And then we got to also see Elizabeth's place, which was completely opposite from Jamie. Very artsy crafty.
And yeah, just like he said, exactly her personality. Mm-hmm. She's wackadoo. She's going, you know, seven different ways till Sunday. You know, her house is like an explosion of everything and color and pop and stuff and whatever. And then the dogs are running around like crazy. In fact, we already have our friend right here, Shanice, saying she agrees with Jamie. Beth's dogs are wild and all over the bed. I like that, though. Bam Bam goes wherever he wants. Yeah, Bam Bam goes wherever he wants. He's on our bed. He used to sleep with us every night, for sure. In fact, he used to burrow on top of our heads on the pillow, and he would just plop down right there. My dog goes wherever he wants. I don't care.
I think for me, it depends on the type of dog, because, like, dogs do shed. But some dogs don't shed as much as others. And
it's true. Ours is not.
I would get mine I would spoil my dog and get them their own bed that they could lay in. And I would like my sexy time with my man. Thank you.
We do that too. I tell our dog that he has to stay outside for a little bit. And he doesn't mind
outside.
Because you say you would get your dog a bed. Our dog has a bed in every single room of the house.
Oh, so you extra spoiled dog.
And if it's not that, he'll lay on our clothes. And if it's not that, he'll lay on some random towel. Yeah, he's everywhere.
So I wasn't expecting Jamie's response to Elizabeth's place. Like, he was more for it. Like, I like that she's different and everything, but...
Yeah, I didn't mind it. I thought they had a really good reaction. I want to hit real quick, because we got a bunch of comments in the chat right now. Specifically about this place. So I want to hit on the water. Natosha, I hope I'm saying your name right. Natosha said, when the dog drank from the glass, that was a cringy moment for me. I don't know why. I don't know why either. It's not like they were going to drink out of the glass right after. It just goes in the dishwasher.
No, that was cringing for me too. No.
How come?
I'm more like Jamie with that. Like, keep the pet stuff with the pet stuff. My roommate did that actually to me before. And she took my bowl and put the dog food in it. And the minute I saw that dog eating out of my bowl, I was like,
But why is that gross to you when it's just going to go in the dishwasher and get clean anyway?
No, that's just nasty.
Why?
I don't want to not want any animal eating out of my bowl. That's
maybe
just nasty.
I'm weird. My dog licks me, gives me kisses and stuff. I don't care. Do you know how unbelievably dirty the human mouth is?
I knew you were going to say that
horrific. Yeah. A human mouth is horrific. So if you're cool with your roommate or whoever eating out of your bowl, it's nowhere near. It's got, like, that's worse probably than the dogs eating out. Like, it's super. I get
that
it.
That was a little cringing to me. I was kind of just like, ugh.
And then everybody wants us to comment on the the sage ceremony.
Oh, yeah, when they move into the apartment with each other.
The smudging. I like it. I like it. My wife and I absolutely smudged our new house.
Really?
I'm not a super spiritual person, but I like the act of it. It feels good. It feels kind of cleansing. I actually really like the way burning sage smells. And I just like what it represented and kind of the cleansing. And it felt like, okay, this was somebody's house before. Now it's our house. And the saging, it felt to me like we're hitting a reset button on all the aura and the energy inside the house.
I feel like everybody has a ritual or not just a ritual, something special that they do when they move in. Like for me, I pray on my house too. Like Iris did. I like to bless my house.
Yeah. Everybody. No. Okay. Now I'm getting crap in the chat. Yeah. I absolutely give Bam kisses. Bam deserves all the kisses. And yeah, as long as you clean the dishes, it's literally no different, guys.
I'm opposite. Who's not liking it?
I mean, they do. They do interact with other dogs. Interestingly, as Deirdre is saying, however, we only have one dog, and he literally sleeps 18 hours a day, so he's not messing with other dogs.
TMI. As far as what you know,
look
they're
at
not
how
messing
cute
with other
he is.
Dogs.
How could you not kiss him?
He is super, super cute. But you guys, let's now get into our next couple, Iris and Keith. Oh my gosh, this couple. I first want to start with you when we went into going into Keith's apartment and
condoms.
Iris went searching around.
Condoms immediately. Yes. She zoned right in on those condoms. And, you know, if this wasn't planted.
Red flag.
What's that?
Red flag.
Red flag?
Red flag. She was
looking. For safety?
No, not him. I'm talking about Iris. Like, looking around. Okay. Because Iris was looking around all his stuff.
I see. Okay.
Getting into.
Being too snoopy?
Being a little. Not just Snoopy, because obviously I wouldn't want to see what my man's place looked like, but she was judging so hard on every single thing.
Oh, you guys are really mixed in the chat. This is really, really fun. So Mr. Oliwada, super fan of the show, super friend, done with Iris. Marietta says, I had a bonding moment with Iris, no outside clothes on the bed. See you who says Keith is nasty. Wow, so if...
some people are with Keith, some people are with Iris.
Charm Suzanne is right. She should be thankful he uses condoms. That's right. That just shows that he's intelligent, smart, clean, responsible.
Okay.
Now.
And he used the right type.
Did he? Is it? We don't know. I don't want to know. But way to go, Keith, for just happening to have magnums in your drawer.
I think that's what it was.
If it's not legit, and he just was like, look, the show's going to go here. She's going to look all around. Let me just plant this right now, and I'll have an awesome rep for the rest of my life from television. Very good. You know, I liked his little attempt to get out of it, saying, well, it's empty, but that's because I brought all of them, all the other ones on the honeymoon, but I only brought three.
Only three.
Which I looked it up for research purposes. Only 12 come in that box. So that means he used 9 before.
Wait, when did you research?
And just a quick Google search of Magnum condom. And it said the box said 12 condoms. So he used 9. So he only brought 3. Little did he know he was marrying a virgin and would need none anyway.
None at all. And she got totally jealous of his past relationship.
It's really fascinating because this show has paralleled Bachelorette a lot this season. I also am on the Bachelorette panel, so I know what I'm talking about. Literally, when the Bachelorette went to one of the hometowns with Pilot Pete, boom, right in his car, she started snooping around condom like right away. And when I saw that tonight, so, oh my God, they're really paralleling both of these shows. He absolutely should have thrown the box away. See you who's is right. Who doesn't throw that away? And especially knowing that you're going to get a brand new person coming and probably snooping through the house, should have tossed them away.
I mean, I don't really think it was that big of a deal. And I thought that Keith handled it perfectly fine, how calm he was with her looking through everything. That's why I think they're going to last, because she needs someone who's at least that patient. I don't know who's that patient.
That's absolutely correct. I don't either. I would not have that level of patience. I would have exploded by now. But, you know, I guess he thinks it's really worth it. He must really be feeling it. He is extremely patient. And then Pastor Cal comes.
Yeah, Pastor Cal actually says that this is a good thing that he's not so focused on her being a virgin and that he's actually focused on building a foundation with her.
Yeah, but he does say it's a challenge. I don't want to downplay this.
Who doesn't know that?
Let's not downplay this. He says, well, it's a challenge. And then I love this. Did you guys love this? I love how Pastor Cal was like, that's great, you know, and it's cool. I'm not tripping about the lack of sex. I bet not, Pastor Cal. Because it's not you who's not getting any. You're married. It's not a big deal. It's Keith. We don't care. I love it. Pastor Cal's like, I'm not worried about it. I think it's fine. Pastor Cal's like, yeah, I think it's fine. Yeah, dude, because it's got nothing to do with you.
This condom search of her jealousy might speed things along, though. It might have been like, you know what? Let me actually try a little something.
I'd like to really quickly just drop some more knowledge in the chat because we're really chatty about condoms.
I love that.
They don't all come in 12 packs, guys. You can buy bigger packs of condoms and just be ready for anything. That's right. They even have them.
The more you know.
They even have them at like Costco and stuff.
Wow.
That's true. You can get much bigger boxes. So be safe out there, everybody. Be safe. But yeah, I thought it was really funny that Pastor Calvin was just so not like, yeah, no, it doesn't bother me. Yeah, well, duh, dude. Like, yeah, it wouldn't bother you. Who cares? It wouldn't bother you if they were having sex every day, too. Like,
every day.
I just thought that was so funny that he brought that in. I don't know. It really, really caught me.
Oh, my gosh. And it seems like they're moving into with each other in the apartment complex wasn't as bad. Like, I think they just moved past along that one because they seemed good.
Well,
like, their problem was mainly with Keith.
It was okay. Remember that Iris has got a ton of rules. And,
yeah,
you know.
But I think that's going to come in next episode.
I mean,
mainly.
You know, we saw the clothes on the bed, and then they started alluding to organization and stuff like that. I mean, they probably should have paired her up with Jamie, and they could have been super anal organized right from the beginning. Yeah.
I never heard of that, like having one sink to wash your face and one sink to wash
your
hands.
That's strange. No, never heard of that either.
That,
not at all.
Do you guys have any rules or anything that's going on in your place? I don't
now,
know.
Now, see, Marietta just says she's got a little only child complex. Untrue. I'm an only child. Mm-mm. Doesn't work like that. What I would like to bring up, though, which is something I literally just talked about before our show. You know, I do Love Island here, and the
he
same.
Does all the love
I do
shows,
all
you
the
guys.
Relationship reality
all the relationship shows. Shows goes to Mike.
Really, really strange. They also tonight talked about what side of the bed you sleep on. And are you particular about that?
I think it's just wherever I'm comfortable. Like, I
that's
look at the
confusing.
Bed. I look at the bed, and then I actually lay in it. Because I don't say right or left, because I don't mentally know. I just have to look at the bed, feel the bed, and just see what side works best for me.
But you have the same bed right now.
Right now I do, but right. I've slept in other beds.
Well, yes,
wait,
I know.
Wait. Let's get that straight. I slept in other apartment beds that's moving.
That didn't make it any better.
That did not.
But are you not, you're not always on the same side, no matter what bed?
I don't think I am. I just, wherever I'm comfortable.
Right.
Yeah.
Now that I'm married, I sleep on whatever side my wife doesn't want to sleep on. That's the rule for that. And my wife,
it goes
tell us in the chat
goes.
if you guys are specific to a side of the bed. The way my wife does it.
Deanna said the middle.
This doesn't make any sense to me. My wife wants to sleep on the side of the bed that is closest to the door.
That makes sense.
Why?
Because sometimes we gotta hurry up and use the restroom for certain occasions.
It's 2 feet difference.
No, because then we gotta either crawl over you or we gotta go around. Like, it's just quick access.
It's not that quicker. I think it's for some kind of danger. If there's danger, she can get out. But then what does that mean for me? Like, I'm just left behind. And
You're the man!
But if I'm closer to the door, does that mean I can protect her from anything coming in the door? Like, she's the first line of defense, then, of any intruder coming through the door.
I mean, not necessarily. I could do a quick flip over you. Then I don't mind waking you up.
Oh, we're mixed in the chat. I love it. I love
you
it.
Guys.
I can only sleep on the right with my significant. I was raised that men always sleep by the door. How? Why?
I love these chats coming in, you guys.
Why do
you guys
men always sleep
always
by the door? Does it to protect
amazing.
The women from the intruders? I sleep closer to the bathroom door. How, as I always want to say, how big are the beds you guys are sleeping in? It's like, oh my God, if I don't have that extra 3 feet, I might just be in the hallway.
Again, it's not y'all that the protector, bigger. And I needed quick access.
It's not that much bigger.
It is. But you guys have been so great in the live chat. We love you guys. And Mike is about to show you guys some more love.
No, we love you guys. Like we've said from the beginning, you guys are our extended panel. We love each and every one of you. Thank you so much. I see you all in here. Rebecca, Kim, Momo, Shanice, Mr. Oliwoda, Maisha, Kim, Siuhus, Rebecca. I said all your names twice probably because we love you that much. Thank you so much. But of course, you know that here at AfterBuzz, we do after shows for all sorts of shows, not just the relationship reality shows that I do, but fictional, sci-fi, horror. What other shows are you on right now?
Reality, Love and Hip Hop.
Love and Hip Hop. We do it. If you guys love the show, we're doing an after show for it. So do us a favor. If you're watching us on YouTube, go ahead and subscribe to all the AfterBuzz channels. Give us a big thumbs up right now. Hook us up. If you're listening to us on iTunes or any of the other podcasting services, give us a big 5-star review and leave us some comments so that we can shout you guys out in the chat. We love you, love you, love you.
Love you, love you, love you. Now let's see if we get some love with this next couple, Matt and Amber. Oh, lordy, lordy, lordy. I think they had, like, the overall storyline with this episode.
Yeah, but it's so weird to me. I feel like they are really, really playing up Matt's job. I mean, we'll get into it.
Yeah, I agree with you, Mike. They really are, and let's just start with their places. So Amber got to see Matt's place and realizes that Matt travels very light.
Then Matt doesn't have a place. Real quick, I'm so sorry. Before we jump into this, real quick, guys, you know at the end of every episode, we rate the couples. Oh, yeah. Want to remind everybody, we do have this week's survey. The link is in the description of the live video right now. So you guys want to go there, rate all the couples, and let us know what you do. Producer Jonathan is keeping track of all these different ratings, and we're going to have them thrown up at the end. But again, the link to the SurveyMonkey is in our description right now. Sorry.
We are looking and looking.
Back to Matt's house, which isn't really his house. He stays there. It's a friend's place.
We saw another dog.
Because we know he's a transient. Okay. AKA, he had a job in another country and is now coming back. I mean, they make this guy sound like he's only living out of the back of his car and he's just like grungy and just to call him a transient. Look, he doesn't have a lease on an apartment and he doesn't own a house because he's been out of the country for so long. It's not a big deal.
I disagree.
Why?
Okay.
You're wrong, but why?
You're wrong. You're wrong.
What?
Listen, it's a big deal, like, for Amber, like, especially with her abandonment issues. And now it's even worse now that, like, I'm seeing more of the episode. I'm actually seeing that he's gonna, or thinking about leaving her and then traveling.
I know what you're saying with the abandonment issues. However, one, at the top of the episode, we didn't know. Okay, but two, she also knows his situation. It's not them being married and out of nowhere he ghosts her and goes away. She knows, well, he was a ball player.
Was
a ball player. Okay, sure. I mean, he still is. What's a few months? It's not like it was 10 years ago, right? He's still a professional ball player. He was in Europe. He's come back now to the States. You can't expect him to be completely set up and it was probably weeks after he got back to the States and he's being interviewed for the show.
But I know, like, last episode you were talking about how she could probably easily go with him and get a job overseas.
I was gonna say the exact same thing again tonight.
But, like, he thinking about, like, possibly taking the job, and it doesn't sound like he's planning on taking her with him.
Because from what I hear, it sounds like that she's not open to that.
At all? I didn't hear that part. I heard just like her saying, like, don't leave me. Like, I feel like that was her main thing is do not leave me.
Which to me, he's never said that he would. You see what I'm saying?
True.
To me, it's always been, I might have to take a contract and play ball. It's not and get divorced and leave you and separate and whatever. In fact, I'm really surprised that the conversation hasn't immediately shifted to, we'll go together.
Yeah.
Like, what countries would you like to live in and experience? Mm. I can try to get my agent to do that. I mean, I'm sorry. I think it's such an amazing opportunity to go live in another country, experience that culture when, you know, you have no obligations. You're there with your husband. He's working, providing for you. In fact, I am so, I'm going to, big apology to you right now. If this was you who told me or another friend of mine who knew some ball players and stuff, they get stipends over there to live when they bring a wife and stuff like that. Like,
I didn't know no ball player.
Okay.
I only know them from TV.
I think it's Takira who's on tomorrow's show here. She had a friend, and because we were talking about this because fans of the show know TK was on last season with me, and she was saying they get more money, stipend. I mean, it could be an amazing opportunity, and you know when you get to Europe, you just hop on the Eurail, you go to all these different countries and experience this stuff. I mean,
I feel like he still has a lot of opportunity with him building his own company and everything. There's a lot of
I'm not saying that that's the be-all, end-all. Mm-hmm. I'm just saying it's not an issue like they're making it right here. In fact, I think it's an amazing opportunity and less of a detriment for the relationship.
Mm. I feel like it's a little bit more at risk now that we actually got to hear Amber's story, which was the fact that her mom left her when she was 7. And honestly, I wonder why we're just now hearing that and we didn't hear that before. Like, I feel like that would have been a great bonding moment for her and Matt, with Matt talking about his parent issues.
Well, you know what? Her mom was at the wedding. So perhaps they're trying... You know,
see, and that's where
she doesn't want her mom to look bad, probably. Maybe she wasn't bringing it up as much. And maybe she thought if this kind of... I feel bad even calling it abandonment issues. If this kind of feelings... Maybe she thought if they didn't resurface, then why even bother talking about it? Why bring it back down into a negative? That part of her life is over. But if that's what she's starting to feel like with Matt, that's probably why it came up now. I love you guys in the chats. This is amazing. All ball players are alpha males. Matt is the least ready for marriage. Kim,
I agree.
Kim McNatt says, I think Matt's hiding something, not inviting any of the family. Is he just not into her? And then who had the best compliment? Not compliment, sorry, comment, that Matt has another family in another country. Shanice, Matt might have a whole other family in another country.
He might
be. Dude, it's like real shady.
Looks like he's hiding something.
Look, I don't know. I think not. I think the guy is just a strong, tall, silent dude who doesn't speak much at all. Possibly a reason why he's single. And
I just
love the fact that they can't barely get both of their faces in any camera shot. Ever.
Oh,
you see, I love Amber doing selfie videos, and it's just her, like, Matt is up here. If we're in my camera, I'll be Amber, and Matt's head is up here, and she's like, what do you think? I don't know.
But I love the actual cameras, because with Pastor Cal, like, they were literally, okay, I'm all about movement and eye contact. Matt looked very fidgety, and his eyes were going everywhere every time, like, they would talk about love and the marriage and everything. Mm. It would just be kind of like, what's going to happen? So I don't think he's ready for this.
I think totally could be. And I know we got a lot of tinfoil hat stuff going on here in the chat, hiding something and all that kind of stuff. My gut, and I will remind everybody, I was correct. My gut was correct with AJ and Stephanie last season. My gut is that he's just very shy and nervous. Just
very
because he's a
nervous.
Ball player and he's been on TV and he's been in the public light and stuff like that. That's my gut. With all the cameras and the attention and stuff, I don't think that's him. And I think he's very nervous and he's shy.
Yeah.
People are saying, like Jessica right now, his body language says he's not into her. I could buy that. I'm not 1,000% there. I think for sure physically they had fun for a little bit. Obviously, they were the first ones to sleep together. And I think that's all there. But then, like, the awkward silence at dinner seemed really strange. And some of the other stuff. I don't know. I'm on the fence with him right now.
Same.
Real quick, I'd like to go back because a lot of people were commenting on it in the chat about the whole bathroom debacle, where essentially she had her stuff set up in the bathroom, and then he took all of his stuff to the other bathroom and started setting up there, and Amber got real upset. Yes, go.
I would be super happy, you guys, just like I would like my own closet and my own place to do my hair as long as I can. Yes, you could go have your bathroom. I'll have mine. Thank you.
I saw this coming a mile away. 100%. I feel like this is something that happened to me and has happened to me. I come up with a great idea. Ooh, my wife would love her own space. Look, I can give her all this. It's not the biggest bathroom. She gets all the space. I'll just take that over there and I'll stay out of her way. And it completely backfires on you and she's pissed off. How could you want to not be near me? Blah, blah, blah. It's like, it's just my shaving stuff in the other bathroom.
Well, you
I
guys,
can totally see it.
You guys, now that we have tackled down all the couples, it's time to rate the couples.
I love this part.
Yes. So, Mike, real yeah. quick.
Yep.
I'm going to give you the list of couples, and you're going to rate them. Ready?
Okay.
Deanna and Greg.
They went down for me this week, and I say that not remembering what I rated them last week, but I don't like it right now. I'm going to go with a 4. I don't like it right now.
All right. Iris and Keith.
Well, what's your rating?
Oh, for me? Okay. I was going to go down them after, but I'm going to keep them at a 6 because Greg is keeping it up for me. Greg is keeping
Double
it up.
Double entendre. Iris and Keith?
Yes, Iris and Keith.
Iris and Keith, I feel better, but not amazing. I'm going to give them a 6.
Yeah. I would give them like either a 6.5 or a 7.
Okay.
All right. Elizabeth and Jamie.
I feel weird saying that they're the best couple right now because I don't feel super strong. You know what? At this point in the
Physically.
Show, I'm not feeling super strong about any of our couples, to be fair. Elizabeth and Jamie, I'm going to go ahead and give them the best. I'll give them an 8.
An 8? Whoa.
But I mean, it's relative to all the other couples.
Like I said, this is only sexual, and I still think that they're doomed, so I'm going to give them a 4. Amber and Matt.
Amber and Matt, I'm confused by right now, but I have a feeling that a lot of this drama is a little manufactured. I'm going to give them a 7.
They went down for me.
Okay.
I'm going to give them a 6.
I think they're going to be okay at the end of the day.
Guys,
we've got our link in the description.
Yes.
Please go to the Survey Monkey so that we can tally all of your ratings and we can keep track of them. And Jonathan is working on a pretty cool little bar graph for you guys.
Okay, he has a little bit in there. All right, you guys. So that is it for Married at First Sight. This is so sad. Oh, but thank you for letting me take the writer's seat.
Don't be sad. We get to do it again next week.
We really do. So, Mike, let us know where our people can find you.
Guys, thank you so much for hanging out with us tonight. Everybody in the chat, we have 80 people watching us. You guys rock. My name is Mike Thieling. You can find me everywhere at Mike Thieling.
You guys, I'm your host, Lanisha, and you can find me on Instagram and Twitter at Lanisha, spelled L-A-N-I-S-H-A 914. Bye, guys.
Go clean your house.
Go clean.
Our founder, Kevin Undergaro, and me, Maria Menounos, would like to thank you for tuning in to AfterBuzz TV. Remember, we're not just the first, we're the biggest in the world, and we're the only destination for all your favorite TV shows. Whatever you crave, we've got it. So go to AfterBuzzTV.com and check out our lineup. Buzz you later.
The views expressed herein are those of the host only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.